Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Seems like a lot of my Chapel Hill friends quietly slip away each year to spend part of their summers in Maine. And I've wondered what caused so many of them to go there. I've even developed a secret plan to visit each of them some summer, bumming meals and places to stay. And then Chapel Hill author Rosecrans Baldwin said his first novel, On Mount Desert Island in Maine. And his characters introduced me to Bar Harbor, that resort town on the island, and to a variety of other towns and communities with their own sets of fishing and lobster boats and working people mingling with summer visitors and tourists. Baldwin convinced me that the island was like a compact country unto itself. So after I read his book, I put Mount Desert Island on my bucket list. And when I got a chance last week to visit for 2 days, I grabbed it. And in case you ever have a chance to go, here are some of the highlights of my quick visit. First of all, there's Cadillac Mountain in Arcadia National Park. That park covers most of the Mount Desert Island. And the mountain was my first stop. For the experience I had, imagine that you are on top of Grandfather Mountain looking down on Southport or Ocracoke and the ocean beyond. I ran into two hikers who just finished walking the entire Appalachian Trail, and they told me that Cadillac Mountain's dramatic views beat anything they had seen this summer. Well, secondly is Scudic Point, a rocky coastal peninsula that juts out and meets the powerful seas. It's rocky and the crashing sea. Don't miss it. Although most visitors do, because they skip it because it's a 45-minute drive or ferry ride away from Bar Harbor in the center of the action, and they miss a really unforgettable experience. But thirdly, the town of Bar Harbor itself, it first looks like any other upscale tourist town, but the restaurants and the shop there have an overlay of relaxed Yankee charm that's really something. And in a park there in the harbor at Bar Harbor, I sat for hours watching the small boats come and go. Fourthly, I wouldn't want you to miss any of the island towns with harbor in their names. Southwest Harbor, Northeast Harbor, Bass Harbor, and Seal Harbor. Each has its own special charm and foods, always bustling with some kind of activity and arts, music, and eating. Finally, get off Mount Desert Island and visit some of the many surrounding main coastal towns nearby. And especially don't miss Blue Hill, where I ran into a young woman wearing a UNC shirt. She explained that even though she loves her home in Alamance County, she wouldn't trade her 2 weeks in Maine each year for anything. And I wouldn't trade my 2 days in Maine for anything either, even though, as always, I'm glad to get back to Chapel Hill. This is D.G. Martin.